conference will now be recorded.
Hello, Chameleon Chat listeners. Happy New Year. Oh my God, it's 2022. That's so wild. I don't even know how, you know, time passed by so fast. And we've been doing these podcasts since 2018. But here we are again with another great interview. Today, I have the Vice President of Program Management at Beyond, Lisa Woodruff. Lisa, welcome to the podcast and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
So Lisa, before I start and bombard you with many, many questions that I have, can you perhaps introduce yourself to our listeners today?
Sure. My name is Lisa Woodruff, as you mentioned. I'm the VP of the PMO office here at Beyond. I've been doing, we work in the telco space, and I've been servicing telecommunication providers for the last couple of decades, and I've been doing project management for just as long.
Wow, awesome. So like, can you tell me a little bit like how you got to where you are today?
Sure. Let's see. I started with a completely different career path in mind. And actually, my mother-in-law was a project manager at the time when I was in college and thought that it would be a domain that would be of interest to me. So I took some of my elective courses in college at the time on project management, which really helped facilitate me changing my career path, actually. And I ended up getting my master's in project management there. I went to work in a software development company that was serving the banking industry. And then I switched over to do implementing solutions for a company that served the telco domain. And that's when I transitioned over towards that service area. And basically, I have continued to manage projects inside of various organizations. And as you know, as I've grown and evolved, I started implementing processes and procedures and building out project management offices at smaller organizations. And that just carried forward. And I continue to do that today.
So you've done a lot of project management over many years, you were saying. What is it about project management that you like or you enjoy?
I would say the people aspect of it and the organization side of it, I suppose, as well. For me, I'm a very logical person, so being able to put things into a sequence or organizing things to be done in the most efficient manner, let's say, that's probably what makes me happy doing my work. And then, of course, being able to work with people. I love working on the customer implementation side. So I've done development, project management, but I also mostly worked in the customer implementation side. And then, of course, when I run the PMOs, then I'm doing a lot more with customer interactions. And I really like people. So
that makes sense. I guess I'm wondering also about like the changes in project management over the years. I'm sure you've, you know, seen them, especially with COVID and quarantine. How were you able to manage projects with such, you know, different circumstances that came up in the past, like at least 2 years?
Oh, sure. Yeah, good question. I started doing waterfall. So I've seen the methodologies change over time. And, you know, we've had to go through a lot of changes just in that regard. But then when you added COVID in and having remote workforce globally, really, it was a big challenge for us. And for myself in particular, I've actually worked remote for, you know, the last 10 or 15 years, the majority of my time, I would say, you know, I travel and work on site. Yeah. So I had a little practice, which enabled me to migrate over much quicker and help coach and teach my team how to also do the same. So, you know, initially I put together some internal training presentations, you know, on how to best facilitate meetings, you know, how to engage your team, how to use the video. One of the most basic things that you wouldn't think of is all the different tools that you have to use for having meetings. Like right now we're on GoToMeeting, but that's not something I use regularly, for example.
Yeah, I know. I feel like a lot of people say that to me. They're always on Zoom or something, and I'm like, nope, we use GoToMeeting. But remember those days where everyone used to use Skype? Like, what happened to Skype?
Yes, we use that a lot.
I know. What would you say has been like difficulties in doing the job that you do during COVID and quarantine and everything like that?
Oh, well, it's really unfortunate to not have team team building exercises, I think, and not being able to get your teams together. Our company has just in the recent last year been able to get together a couple of times. So we've had a little bit of interaction, but missing that whiteboarding session and just the face-to-face communication, you know, that really, I think, was difficult. And even just transitioning, even though I worked remote for a long time, it wasn't on video. So we are always on video now. Yeah. And that's a big change. And it's really, it can be quite exhausting at first, especially if you're on meetings all day long. You feel additional pressure. Yeah. Exposed.
Yeah, no, I totally understand that. I feel like it is more valuable, like if you have your face on camera, because then they can see, you know, who you're talking to. But also sometimes I feel like if it's such a short meeting, I just want to get the message across. Audio is good enough, but I totally understand like the benefits of it.
Yeah, it's amazing the nonverbal communication that we have, and we don't, I mean, a huge amount of our communication is nonverbal, and you really do miss that without having some video.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm just going to shift gears here a little bit. I kind of wanted to know more about your visions and goals as, you know, project manager, like for 2022, things you're looking forward to, things you're not, new things that are coming in.
Sure. Well, we're very excited here at our organization. We've been growing like crazy. If you can imagine, even during COVID, I think my team, we've grown about, I think, 200% in just over the last year and a half. We're expanding rapidly. Yes. So I'm very excited to look at how we can improve our organizational structure just to better service our delivery domains. We have a services area that we put resources out at different client sites for things. And then we have, of course, solutions, which we do much more complex integrated solution project management. And then we have our product delivery. So I'm excited about getting our structures refined and reorganized for 2022.
Gotcha. Do you usually use Agile or Waterfall?
We are agile, and I will say that with a little grain of salt, and I say because I have a principal agilist who works for me on my team, and so I'm very careful about how I use those words. We're agile, but you know, we're not purists, so there's always some elements. Yeah.
Of course, yeah. I feel like a lot of people mix it to see like how well it fits the project you're working on and what you're trying to deliver.
We don't have anything that runs in a waterfall fashion, though. Really, mm-hmm. truly, the industry couldn't sustain it. It doesn't support it. Everything needs to be implemented right away. Everyone's waiting, you know, and with cloud, CICD and cloud, it's just, there's so much enablement to be able to demonstrate functionality to your customers so much faster that if you're not doing agile, I don't think that you could be competitive.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. We use Agile at Chameleon BI as well, so I totally understand. The other question I had for you is, what is it like being, you know, a woman in the tech industry, and how has that been for you for the past, you said it was 2 decades that you've been working in the telecommunication industry?
Yes, it has. You know, it's kind of funny that you, when I sit back and think about it, I almost forget sometimes that it is a man-dominated world, and there are a lot more women getting into tech now, which makes me very happy to see. But to your point, it is very male-dominated, and I can't tell you how many times I'm the only woman in the room. It's really quite shocking when you stop and recognize it. But I am starting to see more women come into tech, and I think that's a great thing. But you really have to have, I think, thick skin, but I think you have to have thick skin to be in project management also.
Yeah. Do you have any like words of wisdom for our listeners out there women who are trying to get into project management?
Yeah. Well, I would think one thing to always, you know, aside of having very thick skin, and what I mean by that I always tell people that I don't have the capacity to empathize with everything and everything that I hear all the time. People are very emotional and responsive, and especially under duress or project deadlines or, you know, constraints that are outside of, you know, your control. So I need people to come and be forthright with me. So in that, you know, regard, if you have thick skin, that just means that I don't take on other people's monkey, if you know that terminology.
I don't. Can you explain that?
Well, I think if there's a, you know, a whole book and series on you don't take someone else's monkey. So, you know, if you're having an issue, you might be having a bad day. It might be caused by many different things. That's your monkey on your shoulder. And I can't take that from you, but I can support you today and here and now. So I always say, you know, you focus on the issue and you don't get emotionally engaged. If you try to keep everything factual and you just focus on the issue, it really takes away a lot of noise and emotions that can be distracting and cause you a whole bunch of extra problems that you don't need.
I feel like this coming from you, I feel like it works well because, like you mentioned earlier, you are a logical person who thinks in sequences. Mm-hmm. What would you recommend for someone, you know, who is more emotionally involved with things that they do at work?
Well, you always take a pause. So before you respond to anything, think about your response. I always say you don't have to fill the space. Mm-hmm. The time, you know, quiet is okay. And so, you know, it's better to have a well thought out response than to rush and say something that you maybe don't mean or to mix your words.
Yeah, I do agree with you in that, like think before you talk, but also I feel like a lot of women in, you know, various industries, we have this thing where like if we have an opportunity to say something, we take it immediately or we think really hard because then we want to make sure that what we're saying is actually valuable so we don't come off as, you know, obnoxious or just over the top like a know-it-all. So it's the balance, I think, is really hard. Like, have you had difficulty with that?
Absolutely. I think I heard maybe it was Sheryl Sandberg once said that she lets everyone else in the room talk first. And I take this approach often as well, because you get time to listen to everybody's responses so that when you actually do speak up and you provide some insight, you know, you may have new insight based on other people's feedback. So it's good. And you can see where everyone's coming from. So you're not giving up your space, but you're just taking longer. So
I definitely think that's something that women can do once they've reached a point in their status that they already know that they're going to have the ability to be heard and can speak out loud. But I'm more so thinking for younger women who are entering industries that don't feel that they actually have the space to do that, even if they're listening to everybody first and, you know, waiting to take in, like getting all their perspectives and waiting to say something. Sometimes it's a missed opportunity.
I can understand that. But you shouldn't be afraid to say, back on that last point, I did want to add, you know, and get your word in. Don't be afraid to bring the conversation back if you do have something to add.
Yeah, I would agree. How is it like at Beyond? Is there a good, you know, there's like as many women as men, or is it, you know, you said you've been the only woman in the room a couple times.
Yeah, no, we definitely don't have enough women. We do have women though, in across the board in engineering and HR and all the different, areas. There's definitely not an equal balance. I'll be forthright there. But we have very good values, and I don't recognize that that I'm a woman. I don't want to say it that way.
I think that's awesome. And I feel like that's, you know, something that we shouldn't have to keep thinking about anymore. Like it's 2022, you know? No, I totally see that. Well, thank you for, you know, answering my questions about that. I'm going to jump to the lightning round, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
Awesome. So the first one is, what has been your favorite job, like ever, in all the time that you've worked?
I'm not a good answer. Favorite. Maybe my first job at Keystroke. It was my first software development job.
Oh, awesome. What does a Saturday look like for you?
Generally yard work and things around the house. It used to be sports with my kids, but they've gotten older.
What is your favorite restaurant?
Ooh. I like to go to Melrose Grill in Renton.
Oh, nice. Okay. Anyway, what has been the worst job you've ever had?
Worst job. I haven't had that many jobs, to be honest. There's been no job I hated. There's no job I didn't like.
Okay. What is the one word you would use to describe yourself?
Empathetic.
That's a good one. Who is your role model?
I don't have one right now. I've had many over the years, but right now.
Yeah, maybe one growing up.
I'll say my mother-in-law was my role model when I was young and just starting school.
Aw.
She was a strong woman in a good position, so.
That's awesome. Yeah. My last question to you is, in the spirit of the new year, do you have any personal or work resolutions, or are you just not the type to have New Year's resolutions?
I am not the type to have New Year's resolutions. I set goals all the time, all year long.
Awesome. Okay, well, that makes sense. I feel like I'm also not the type because I never fulfill them, so I just stopped doing it.
Small and measurable, right? Isn't that what they
Yes,
say?
that's the way. Honestly, I feel like that's the best way.
Yep.
But thank you so much, Lisa, for joining our podcast today. It was super great talking to you. And I hope you enjoyed your time here too.
Yes, I did. Thank you, Prab.
Yeah, of course, anytime. And thank you, Chameleon Chat listeners, for hopping on again. Happy New Year 2022. I'm really excited for this year. No idea what to expect, but I hope it all goes well for all of you. And I hope everything goes well for you too, Lisa.
Thanks, Prab. You too. Have a happy 2022.